I'm Shelley Delaney, and you're listening to Juno Afternoon. Our audience may remember Reverend Dr. Joyce Perry Moore from her days in Juno performing with Perseverance Theater, Opera to Go, and more. Welcome back to town, Joyce.
Thank you, Shelley. It's great to meet you.
In addition to being showbiz, you are also working in the spiritual realm.
I am. It's just a bigger container for all the things that we do. I was really enjoying the previous interview, and I think I just wanted to, you know, build on that and talk about how music is a way, music and art, poetry, dance are ways that we reach out to something bigger than ourselves. And so I just kept reaching. Just kept reaching, Shelley. And to
all
me, it's it's one thing. It's all one whole thing.
It's very – I don't think I've ever had two opera singers on the show back to back.
I know. You are lucking out. You ought to play the lotto today, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, you're also a breast cancer survivor, which brings you Sharing is Knowing, what
it's
we're here to talk
about today. Searching and Knowing.
Searching and Knowing.
Yeah, that's okay.
So sorry.
The title is from, as you know, the 139th Psalm. Lord, you have searched. Lord, you have searched me and known me. And it comes from my experience in being in the MRI machine. I don't know if you've ever had an MRI.
I never have.
It's most disconcerting, Shelley. And I hope that you come to my performance on Sunday, and if and when you have an MRI, you'll go, I got this, because I kicked its butt when I came to Joyce's performance. My area of study in seminary has been using creative arts to heal trauma. And so that's another kind of outreach, another way that music and movement and poetry help us to heal from the traumatic memories that all of us hold. And I would dare say everyone has that over the last few years. And in this case, it was breast cancer treatments. So in an MRI, you have to be absolutely still, which, as you can tell from just watching me gesticulating, was very challenging. And while I was there, all I can think of was images of movement. Valkyries, which your previous guest referred to, shaman, discotheques, all these images. And so when I got out and found out I was cancer-free, I persuaded the doctor to let us record the MRI sounds. I sent them with some text to my dear friend Stefan Hockenberg, who people may know as having run Crosssound, a new music consortium, because it's important to know that not all, quote, classical music is by dead white guys, right? I mean,
yes.
Stefan is white, but he's not dead, so that's great. And so this is new music. This is new music, and we can all create something. You have a story to tell, and you can tell it in different ways. And so we have told this story in a piece called Searching and Knowing. It includes my images. It includes images of how the machines try to search you for this invader cancer, but that it cannot truly know you. The other thing that we've used is some text from my favorite mystic. I'm sure you have many favorite mystics. Mine is Julian of Norwich, who said, all shall be well and all manner of things shall be well. And I cling to that, and that's part of the text. So what you'll hear if we do a segment today is it'll be an immersive experience. We're going to invite folks at the performance to participate if they want to, if they want to move or pretend they're Valkyries or meditate, whatever they'd like to do. And there are the sounds from the machine that Stefan has teased into pitches. You can hear the flight of the Valkyrie in there. I'll give away door prizes to people who find it when we listen. Not today's excerpt. And then also just the sounds that are into a discotheque and different kinds of rhythms and that make you as though you're inside of the machine. And then my vocal line, he wrote, that goes on top of that and inside and outside of that. So I'm participating in it rather than being an object or a victim of it. Does that make sense?
It does. And it is most unique. I've never heard of anything like this before.
Well, thank you. We're hoping to break out of some boxes. I mean, you know, an opera singing priest, you know, that's my life, trying to break out of some boxes and encouraging others to do the same. And so that's what one of the things that will happen. I also want to say that this piece will be a fundraiser for Cancer Connection. When my family and I lived in Juneau, that was the late 90s, early 2000s, before we went off to California, Cancer Connection was so generous to us, as they are to so many people and their families when they go through this journey. So we're really excited to benefit them. So when you go online at the Crystal Saloon, shout out to the awesome Taylor Vidic.
Hi, Taylor.
And when you go online to buy your tickets, The net proceeds will go to Cancer Connection. So you can feel great about that. And then afterwards, we'll have a beer or whatever your beverage of choice. And we'll talk about how does creativity and art and healing and spirituality, how does it work together to empower people? And that's the kind of conversations I love to have.
Well, right now you're going to perform a small piece of your immersive opera. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked a little bit about what you're going to do. And I'm going to go ahead and start the piece and you're going to do your thing. Does that sound good?
I will. We'll see how it goes on the on this microphone.
Yeah, I'm just so interested in seeing how this is going to sound. So
okay.
We are rolling. And that is just a taste of what we can see, feel, hear, experience at your show this Sunday, September 25th at the Crystal Saloon. Again, it's called Searching and Knowing. It's a benefit for the Cancer Connection. What do you hope audiences will get out of attending this performance?
I think I believe in theater, which this is this is theater. Theater is storytelling in some kind of way. It's a chance for people to participate, to feel like they're active participants. There's a school of thought called Theater of the Oppressed out of Brazil, of course. How cool. Augusto Boal talked about people as being spectators. Mm. I hope people come and participate in it and have new images, new senses of power. What you can't get over the radio is that sense of resonance that you have in your body. You may have had it because the vibration is here live for you, but there's that sense of having vibration in your body when you're listening to live music. When I work with voice students or children, I'll have them experience. We talk about something being resonant, so I hope it is literally and figuratively resonant with people, that they will feel it in their body and they will realize that they have this power in